This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Talk Live, and you can join us here. We will give you our toll-free lines. We're going to talk about internet addiction. That is on the way here tonight. Apparently, they're talking about making this a new official disorder.
Internet gaming.
Internet gaming addiction. Yeah, okay.
Looking at kitties on the face web and looking at all the drama that's going on, whatever group you're a part of, that's a whole nother thing that'll be coming down the pipes pretty soon.
Okay, so internet gaming disorder. I definitely want to hear more about that. It's Ian with you tonight.
And Conan,
you brought the story in, but actually you wanted to tell us about what's going on over in China first, with a bizarre point system that the government apparently is implementing that will give you points if you love the government.
Correct.
Did I get that right?
That's exactly where they're going with this.
Tell me more about that. Where do you get the story from?
This particular article is over at BBC.com. I've seen a couple different. This is the long article. I think they did the best job.
All right.
In most countries, the existence of a credit system isn't controversial. And we have our own credit system here in the States here. And
sure.
I know callers have called in and they have problems with it. And I think it's a necessary function, and I think it can be manipulated and taken. It can be hurtful, but I think it's a necessary system that we need in order to make decisions.
Well, yeah,
financial decisions.
In the absence of a government, and it's not the government that runs the credit system, but in the absence of the current status quo, people will still want to know things about other people. Like, is this person reliable? Is this person coming in to work for me?
You're going to want criminal background checks.
Yeah.
You're going to want financial background checks.
Is the person reliable from a, just day-to-day, will they show up kind of thing? And further, are they reliable financially if you're going to loan them money, that kind of thing? And actually, the government has stood in the way of being able to learn things about people.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you are trying to interview a potential employee, there's certain questions you can't ask them. And there's also certain questions you can't ask their former employers either.
Right.
So it's very, very hard, actually, because of government regulations, to really learn what you need to learn about a potential employee.
And, of course, the people who benefit from this type of law are the people who are usually breaking the law. They're usually doing damage. So if I want to find out if a renter is going to screw up my house and some law is in effect that says I can't look at that particular piece of background information because some politician was lobbied by the people to pass that law, well, who does that hurt?
So
that hurts the guy with the house, and then, of course, I'm going to get screwed over probably.
And renter's rights just really screws over landlords in a lot of ways. So, and I'm not saying that renters don't have rights. Obviously, everybody has rights. But here we are back on the issue of the credit reports. There are a lot of people who have issues with the credit reporting system, but a lot of those come from sort of the way the whole credit game works in the first place.
Getting stuck with your dad's bankruptcy or something because you have the same name and not being able to get out from under that big old rock.
Well, there apparently are processes to this, but I imagine they're very slow and unwieldy. And then you also have issues if somebody steals a credit card and then they go and they start charging things up, then you've got to go through a process of trying to undo that damage to your name and whatever account, whatever number your credit report has associated with it can be damaged by other people who would be interested in stealing your identity. So a lot of those things you can actually solve with Bitcoin, which allows you to only you can authorize transactions with Bitcoin. One of the important differences, and I realize we're getting a field of the point here, we'll come back to China in a moment, but one of the major differences between Bitcoin and the old school credit system, the credit card business, is that there's no central authority with Bitcoin. And it's not a pull system, it's a push system. So what I mean by that is when you swipe your card at the point of sale at some business, the business is actually pulling from your account. They're going and they're using their payment gateway or whatever, and they're pulling funds from your credit card account, basically. Right. And
your account. It's not a credit. They don't have a credit. I don't think they have a Bitcoin credit system set up.
No, I'm not talking about Bitcoin yet. I was talking about credit cards. So when you swipe your credit card, they are pulling from your account. Now, you've authorized that by swiping the card. But if the business wanted to, they've got all your information, they could just go ahead and pull another one.
Right. We've seen lots of instances where, for example, in restaurants where you have the option to tip via the credit card. And so you have your amount paid for the meal, and then you have a location for the tip. Mm-hmm. And sometimes waitresses or waiters who are a little peeved have actually tacked on a few digits onto that tip.
That's one way to do it. Another way,
and
is
of course,
to just...
the customer doesn't see it until he gets his statement at the end of the month.
Right, and then you've got to dispute it.
And a lot of people don't even look at their silly statement. So sometimes I think that's probably taken place a lot more often than is reported.
Yeah, that's a good point. And also, one of the other things they can do is just copy down the credit card information.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've got back in the old days, you had the old chunk machine where you get the card. And paper, and you have to run this thing over top of the card. You literally had a physical imprint of the card.
Yeah, I've used one before.
In that case, and even though those machines aren't common these days, a clerk who has a free 30 seconds could still just jot down all your info. And now they actually have. I've seen on Facebook people taking pictures of or sharing stories about these. Oh, God, what do they call them? Skimmers, I think they're called.
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody will attach a device to like a gas pump. And,
or an ATM machine. So every time you slide your card in there, it gets your information.
Copying your info.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, in that case, the pump operator has no idea this has been done. It's some scam artist that has attached this device to steal people's credit card numbers. And once they have the 16-digit number, I think it's 16, once they have 14 or whatever it is.
4 times 4, 16.
Yeah. Once they have the 16-digit number, the CVV code from the back, and the name on the card, the only other piece of data that sometimes is requested is a zip code. That's the only piece of data that's not actually on the physical card. But most of the time when you do some online checkout or whatever, it's not required that you enter your zip code.
Right.
So some places have greater levels of security than others. And so my point being that as long as the person has that data, they can authorize as many transactions as they want to on your credit card. Whereas with Bitcoin, the security is a lot better. Now, any amount of security is only as good as the person who's implementing it.
Right.
So if you, let's say you have Bitcoin on your phone and you don't have a password on your phone, and further you don't have a password on your Bitcoin wallet, well then, okay, if somebody gets their hands on your phone, then yes, they are going to be able to authorize you sending money out. But the difference between, one of the differences between credit cards and Bitcoin is, if you have all the Bitcoin info, meaning that you've got my wallet ID, you can't authorize me remotely to send you money.
Right.
That's just not possible. You'd have to have my private key in order to be able to authorize to send money. And even then, you can still only push money out from your Bitcoin wallet. You cannot take money from someone's Bitcoin wallet. That's just not possible with the system that Bitcoin is based on. So Bitcoin solves a lot of the credit card issues with chargebacks. That's not possible with Bitcoin. If you haven't looked into it yet, it's a decentralized currency, and it is kind of taking the world by storm. It's had an amazing resurgence in price over the last few months here. It's now up to around $440-something,
Ooh, wow.
$450 per Bitcoin. And it's looking good. The future of Bitcoin is bright. More companies than ever are accepting it. We just had a Bitcoin meetup yesterday. We went to a local sports pub here in Keene. So what we're doing is we're doing like a floating Bitcoin meetup. Once a month, we're going to go to a different restaurant and pitch them on accepting Bitcoin. Now, usually the manager isn't going to be who you're dealing with in these circumstances. So the bartender there, he said he'd pass along a card. So we have these Bitcoin info kind of intro cards that we hand out to folks. We gave him one of those. But then I asked the dude, I said, hey, I gave him a cash tip on what I purchased. And I said, I'll give you more, a larger tip. And it wasn't a bad tip either. I gave him a decent cash tip. And I said, I'll give you more if you'll put a Bitcoin wallet on your smartphone And, of course, I was there with three other people, who are also willing to tip an additional Bitcoin to him. So he was willing to do it. I told him, hey, you can go spend this right over at the corner news store here in Kings. We actually got a physical locations that take Bitcoin here.
Yeah, start about slow with something like tipping. Not the whole check, but
exactly.
just a tip.
And he said yes. So we gave him $5 extra.
Was this
tip.
A young person, old person?
Let's say early 30s, late 20s. Okay. So, yeah, 855-453, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live. The new fourth edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the new Healing Our World is a great gift this Christmas for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro 1G 2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro 1G 2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
If you play a card at Exxon or Mobil, you can start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Geico applauds your inner park ranger. Mother Nature appreciates the part of you that knows the difference between the red-bellied and the three-toed woodpecker. Geico also has specialized agents who admire your gusto for the great outdoors. Agents who help with more than just car insurance. These Geico agents can insure the RV that will take you and the whole family cross-country. The RV that makes National Forest synonymous with Happy Place. So what are you waiting for? 180 types of woodpeckers are ready to be identified.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live and You're invited to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us via Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
And, of course, we'll talk to you about anything that happens to be on your mind. But coming up, Conan, you're going to tell us more about this Chinese points system that apparently is being, these points are being handed out to people who love their government.
Oh, it's not being handed out. They have to earn it.
Yeah, see, I don't know much about it. So tell me more about it here in a moment, but I also want to let you know about the Liberty Health Share. It's a movement in healthcare today of people that are ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. People like you who are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. Folks who are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement that's sweeping the nation, and you should be part of it. Liberty Health Share is leading the movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. It's a healthcare sharing organization of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. Hence the name, Liberty Health Share. Choose your own doctor, your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. Join the movement and change healthcare for good. Go to joinlhs.com. Or call them toll-free at 800-722-8041. That's Join LHS, like Liberty HealthShare, joinlhs.com, or 800-722-8041 for Liberty HealthShare. As we continue here, a story coming from, where was it, Conan?
This one is BBC.com.
All right, what do you got?
So anyways, we talked about the existing financial credit system that most people are familiar with. We have that here in our own country. But China is taking the whole concept a few steps further. The Chinese government is building an omnipotent social credit system that is meant to rate each citizen's trustworthiness. By 2020, everyone in China will be enrolled in a vast national database that compiles fiscal and government information, including minor traffic violations, and distills it into a single number ranking system for each citizen. The system isn't yet in place. For now, the government is watching how 8 Chinese companies issue their own social credit scores under state-approved pilot projects. One of the most high-profile projects is by the Sesame Credit. And Sesame, I believe, is a... I think they also run some games, some internet games, like Blizzard Asia. The Asian Blizzard Department. The financial wing of Alibaba, they also do Alibaba, which is the Amazon, Chinese Amazon.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Alibaba.
With 400 million users, Alibaba is the world's biggest online shopping platform.
Interesting.
It's using its unique database of consumer information to compile individual social credit scores.
So hold on. So Alibaba is part of Sesame?
They are, I believe they're run by the same, they're a wing of Sesame.
And this is the company that's sort of piloting this program for the government?
Well, they say they have 7 or 8, 8 Chinese companies, mm-hmm. and this is the one that they link to, the Sesame company.
All right.
So very interesting. Users are encouraged to flaunt their good credit scores to friends and even potential mates. China's biggest matchmaking service, Bahe, has teamed up with Sesame to promote clients with good credit scores, giving them prominent spots on the company's website. A person's appearance is very important, explains Bahe's vice president, but it's more important to be making a good living. Your partner's fortune guarantees a comfortable life. Could you imagine putting
your credit score on
your dating profile right next to your picture?
People would do it.
Yeah, if you've got a good credit score, that might actually be a winning combination.
I don't think that's why you would want to attract someone. So
I don't. Well, maybe you're just in the getting them in the bed for a night department. I know that they're out there. More and more of Bahe's 90 million clients are displaying their credit scores in their dating profiles, doing away with the idea that a credit score is a private matter. Mm-hmm. So they've already come to the conclusion I just came to.
Would you do that? I mean, I'm you, the listener, would you put your credit score, or do you put your credit score on your dating profile?
The question is, how many people with good credit scores are in the dating scene? or how many of them are comfortably partnered up already, paying mortgage payments. I'm thinking a lot of people with bad credit are the ones who are living life, and they're out there. And
I wouldn't jump to that conclusion, Conan.
I mean,
just because you've got a good credit score doesn't mean you have had a good string of relationships or that you've managed to keep it together in one relationship. I don't think that having a good credit means that you're necessarily good with people.
It's the same as you had a nice, you're driving around a nice car. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're a good person or
right.
that you're, you know, you got all your digits together.
I mean, all good credit really shows is that you pay your bills on time.
Which right? I guess could be a really good, that's a good characteristic.
There's no doubt that's a good thing, but being able to pay a bill doesn't mean that you're good with people, right? That just means you can pay your bills.
Mm-hmm. So, however, Seth McCredit will not divulge exactly how it calculates its credit scores, mm-hmm. explaining that it is a complex algorithm. The company refuses to give an interview to BBC, citing concerns that the government would refuse to grant a permanent license to issue credit scores if it engaged with the foreign media.
Hmm.
So they've got some special system going on.
Shutting it down. I mean, they're shutting down discussion about this. I mean, they're afraid to even talk because they don't want to lose their favor with the Chinese government.
Mm-hmm. Well, they still have another 4 years to actually implement this full scale, so they're probably still working out bugs. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, it'll eventually, I'm sure we will eventually find out everything that is involved.
But this is more than just credit, right? This isn't just about paying your bills on time.
No, this is all right. So, and I think we're getting to that. Instead of their spokesman issued a statement, discounting persistent rumors that the organization monitors users' social media activity when assessing their social credit. Sesame Credit tracks financial and consumption activities of our users. This is a quote from this guy. Materials published on social media platforms do not affect our users' personal Sesame Credit score, explains spokesman Miranda Schreck.
Hmm.
And I was of the opinion that, in some other articles that I read, that they were in fact monitoring like Facebook posts. And if you were monitoring anti-government type posts, like Tiananmen Square pictures, it would actually lower your credit score.
You're saying you saw that in another story, but in this story they are denying, they're flatly denying that, saying, no, no, we don't do that?
The Sesame representative just flatly did away with that accusation.
Well, you know, maybe it's not happening yet, but maybe that'll be something they add in later on. Let's go to Laura in Colorado. You can share your thoughts on this. Laura, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys are having this discussion. You all have some of the greatest discussions on this show, and I just
Thanks.
Want you to know that I love listening to you. This is the first time I've ever called you.
Welcome.
Wanted to tell you, I'm from the age of, you know, graduating high school in 1980, you know, and
okay.
then going to college through the 80s and whatnot. And one of the things that became very irritating to me early on was I wasn't married for very long, and I got divorced, and I found out that my credit was totally ruined, even though my husband and I had had two or three car loans during that period of time. Everything was perfect.
You should have had good credit, but it was ruined. I want to hear the rest of your story. Stand by, Laura. We're going to bring you back, and you're welcome to join us here as well. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us
right here.
Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You know, I think libertarians generally like the idea of reputation ratings. That's sort of something you'll hear people talk about in the liberty movement.
I think it is the pillar that keeps everyone in check. I mean, people talk about anarchy and they're like, well, if we don't have laws and all this, what's going to keep someone from throwing a bottle through my window? This pillar, you're standing in the community. The first time that happens, you're going to be outed. You're not going to be shopping at the local grocer. You're not going to be able to do business with all of my friends. So this is the actual, you know, in huge communities where you can escape, where you can hide in the shadows and go do business with someone else.
Right.
That's where that falls apart. But with technology where it is, it's becoming harder and harder to escape into the shadows. It's just, you know, hey, I've killed someone or I did some other financial evil. I can just escape to the next state over and no one knows who I am. I can start my whole life over. Well, that's becoming harder and harder these days.
That's true. And it definitely does keep, I think, most people in line. But obviously a psychopath doesn't care about their reputation in the first place. Let's go back to the phones and the fun. Linda is with us in Colorado. We switched you on to what is hopefully a better line here, Linda. Are you there?
Yes, and it's okay. Ian, it's Laura.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have wrote it.
That's okay.
I even wrote it down.
Right.
Shame on me. Laura, go ahead with your thoughts. You were going to tell us something about credit, and you barely had a chance to get a few words out, so go ahead.
Okay, well, you know, back in, I graduated high school back in like 1980 and went through college and then in the 80s, okay? And, you know, after several years of being married, I worked full-time, my husband worked full-time, we both bought the Corvette, we both bought the brand-new truck, we both bought the house, but when I got divorced, I found out that I was considered a quote-unquote secondary, and my I had no credit, even though I had worked all those years and equally contributed to everything that our household had purchased. So I was extremely irritated over that. Then later, I got another student loan, went back to college a second time, and the second time I went to college was for a manufacturing type of degree. And, of course, when NAFTA got signed in the 90s, you know, 50 million manufacturing jobs were gone. So I ended up with a quality control degree in waiting tables to raise my two children. And eventually I defaulted on the student loan. Well, continuing to try to get a job in my field. Then I found out as I was going along and trying to get work that the employers were using the quote unquote Fair Credit Reporting Act, and they would check your credit prior to offering you a job. So it was just like no matter what you did, if you had a bad mark against you because maybe a poor choice that you had made or whatever, I mean, I considered the quality control inspection thing in the aerospace industry to be a very poor choice. Of course, at the time when I got my education, it didn't look like a poor choice, but it sure turned into one. But what ended up happening was for many, many years, I could not get a job in my field because of this Fair Credit Reporting Act. Now, after 2008, after everybody lost their house to these foreclosures, then all of a sudden they made it illegal for employers to check people's credit. But look at the 20 years of lives that were ruined. And of course, once you've been out of your field for a long period of time, no one will even look at you. You can't even buy a job in that field. And so, you know, there because of these horrible laws that that allowed these corporations to get down into your intimate details of your life that maybe you didn't want anyone to know that you'd defaulted on a student loan or you didn't want anyone to know you'd been divorced and that kind of thing. But when they could check your credit, they could find out all of those things about you. And now it's so bad that they can basically just go on the computer and find out just about anything they want to about anyone. And I'm just wondering
all they have to do now is just go to your Facebook page. Because you have all your information
But shouldn't they be allowed to do that? I mean, I don't think the government is the solution here to say, no, no, corporations, you can't research this person. You can't learn about what they can and can't, or they have or haven't done in the past. I don't think that they should be precluded from that. But ultimately, it sounds like the real failure is the credit system, because you were saying you were making payments on the truck loans or whatever, and that didn't build credit for you for some reason. Is that right?
Well, no, the original things that, you know, cars and houses and things like that. No, I was told when I went down after I got divorced and tried to literally buy a television out of a little tiny store on a revolving charge and was told, no, you don't have any credit. And I just couldn't believe that they were telling me that. And they said, well, if you were married and divorced, then you were a quote-unquote secondary on these accounts and you don't matter. And I was just furious. But let me tell you what it taught me to do, guys. I have zero credit rating as far as I know because since the late 1980s, I haven't tried to borrow any money. I've saved and bought everything I wanted by saving money, even though I was getting, you know, I was working low-paying jobs. I was buying older cars, but it didn't matter. But let me tell you what happened. It completely relieved me of debt slavery.
Yeah.
And so it really was a blessing from God when
look
back on it,
you
know.
I think you're right about that. I think a lot of people see things that what are happening to them as bad things, but then later on you can actually look back and have some perspective and see that there actually was a good side to it. I'm glad you were able to do that. I totally agree, by the way. That's how I've always lived my life. I've never gone into debt for anything except for a house, just because
it's impossible.
You have to.
This is too much money.
But you know, as far as buying a car, as far as buying a TV or whatever. If I don't have enough saved, and I mean like 5 or 10 times the amount, like I want to have enough in savings, but also savings left over. I don't want to just, you know, save up to buy a TV and then be back to zero. I want to have five times that amount or some arbitrary amount to where I feel comfortable, like, okay, I can spend this amount on a TV, and then if something unexpected happens, I'll still have money in savings later on. And most people, they're not taught these habits at all. They're not taught by their parents, and they're not taught by the government school system. That's,
well,
for damn sure.
If you monitor how our own local, state, and federal government behave, they don't seem to know either. So this is who we're learning. Here's the people who are in charge, and our children are learning these bad behaviors from our own big papa government.
And then you've got a situation where, I don't know what the numbers are, maybe we can look this up because it is an interesting statistic, where the average American is in debt by a few thousand, if not several thousand dollars.
If the student debt is over a trillion, it surpassed credit card debt. So credit card debt is about at $1 trillion, a U.S. credit card debt. That's a lot of money. This is the horizon that we live in. This is the environment that we live in. It's debt, and you have people actually coming out, economists actually coming out saying, "Hey, don't worry, debt is good." They actually come out and they write articles on how debt is good, and that you have to, in order to invest in your future, you have to go into debt to do so. Which is ridiculous.
It's sick. According to Fool.com, according to the U.S. Census, there are approximately, the average family has $7,600 in what they call revolving debt. I'm not sure what revolving debt is, but it doesn't sound good. $7,000+, and that's the average family. Was there anything else, Laura, you wanted to share about your experience?
Well, yeah, the one thing I wanted to say and throw in about the student loan debt thing also, and let me encourage anyone out there, if anyone out there wants to get out of debt, they can do it. I don't care for Dave Ramsey too much, but he is right. Eat rice and beans. Get out of debt as fast as you can. And don't grow any debt. I mean, nowadays you can go out and go to a thrift store and buy a TV. Back in the 80s, that wasn't possible. But, you know, it was we did learn from this whole thing, too, was that back in the 90s, a lot of people that had to take lower-paying jobs that had been in better manufacturing jobs until NAFTA came along, they had to take lower-paying jobs in other types of fields. They would try to negotiate with the student loan people and say, look, I can't make that student loan payment, but I could make a lesser payment because I'm in a lesser job. And in the 1990s, the student loan people would not negotiate at all. You either made that whole payment or they would default you.
Laura, good call tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you. Feel free to call us again because I know it was your first time tonight. I appreciate that. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, talking about debt. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Initially, we were discussing the credit system and this new system that the Chinese government is looking at implementing. They're going to do it over a number of years. And basically, this new system in China is going to rank more than just your credit, your kind of classic monetary score. They're also maybe going to be looking at social questions.
Yeah, right now they are most definitely monitoring financial companies who are monitoring their own customers and their financial acquisitions.
Mm-hmm.
But the Chinese government, intends to take it to a whole other step, and they want to monitor social aspects and, of course, the financial aspects, but also, most importantly, the social aspects and whether the people of China are trustworthy, government trustworthy, and whether they can be trusted to, you know.
Meaning their government obedience score, basically.
Exactly.
Right, so that's coming to China, and maybe that'll expand from there to other countries. Because, as you know, a lot of governments keep an eye on other governments, and they see what kind of nonsense they can get away with, and they try implementing it where they are. So, but then we had Laura calling from Colorado talking about her experience with credit, which has been an absolute nightmare, but ultimately led her down the road of being fiscally responsible and actually saving money. Because she couldn't get credit, she went in a different direction and became fiscally responsible and actually learned how to save. And that set her free in a lot of ways.
In a lot of ways, it hurt her, but didn't kill her and made her stronger. And so she figured out some things on the way. And I wish a lot of the millennials would figure this out because it's coming. They're going to, a lot of them move back with their mommy and daddy who've already figured it out, and they still haven't, taken the hint yet.
That's the right time to figure it out is when you don't have a bunch of payments to make. If you're living at home with your parents, you should be socking away big time bucks. I mean, when I graduated high school, I had $10,000 in the bank because I didn't have to pay rent, and I was working. So pretty much all my paychecks went straight into the bank.
Yeah, how many 18, 19-year-olds can say that?
Not very many.
Well, but how many 18, 19-year-olds back in your time could have said the same.
Not very many.
I'm thinking it was probably not very many. Right now, it's probably non-existent.
Well, yeah, not very many back then either, because, you know, most teenagers are too busy partying. They're not working like I was back then. So luckily, my parents did inculcate me with the idea of savings when I was growing up. If I wanted to get some kind of a video game system or something, they would make me save up for it.
I never got gifts. All of my consoles. You know, I bought them. All my motorcycles. I paid for. All my lawnmower that got me my jobs to make money, I paid for it. I would get loans, but I'd always be paying those
from
loans
your parents,
back.
You mean?
Oh, yeah. I can't afford a $300 lawnmower, you know. But
I see what you're saying. But yeah, my parents never gave me a loan for anything, but they did give me a weekly allowance that was contingent on me doing certain chores, so like taking the garbage out of the house. So I was being sort of paid for doing those household chores. It wasn't very much, but, you know, it all adds up, right? If you save it, you'll have something. And so I learned that pretty early on, and I think it's been very, very beneficial to me. And having savings sets you free from a lot of things. You know, the whole American debt system, and I do have the story here from Fool.com from 2015.
You know, I wouldn't say having a savings is what sets you free. I would say understanding what things are actually worth and actually paying for them with your own money.
Well, right.
That's what sets you free. That's what causes you to want to have savings, because you know what things are actually worth, and you know that bad things happen and that you might need something set aside for a rainy day.
Right.
And I mean, and everything in our and in our society, in our economy, it's the exact opposite. Everyone is buying things on credit.
Everything
is
afford.
Everything is getting things from somebody, welfare.
And it's every level,
by the way. It's not just poor people. It's every level of our system is correcting some sort of welfare. And so no one's actually paying for what they're, you know, purchasing.
Well, and then they get upset when they feel stuck where they currently are. Oh, I can't leave my, you know, this town. I can't leave this job. I'm living paycheck to paycheck. I've got to go to work. You know, I would love to leave this terrible job and go get another job, but I can't afford to pay the bills in between now and then.
And the only thing I can do is vote for Bernie. Because Bernie will save me. He'll reduce my student loan.
That's not going to work.
He'll get those corporate fat cats off my back.
I just saw a headline about Bernie wanting to increase not corporate taxes, but like workers' taxes.
Oh, yeah. How do you like that?
Yeah. So he's going to hit you.
Well, I don't know if he promised to never do that, but he has only been focusing on the corporates. And so now it's come down the pipes that he's after everyone. And I bet you a lot of people who support him and still support him, you're going to say, well, you know, it's a necessary evil. You know, we all got to do our share. We all got to help out.
So if you're living this debt lifestyle, you might have yourself a fancy 60-inch widescreen television. You might have a fancy car, but ultimately you're stuck in whatever rut that you've dug in for yourself. If you are at a crappy job that you hate, well, guess what? You're not going anywhere because you got bills to pay. And you can't afford to have a missed paycheck or five missed paychecks or however long it would take you to acquire a new job. So in a lot of ways, debt is enslaving in more than one obvious way. Like, it's obvious that you're enslaved to the bank.
Well, debt is slavery.
Yeah.
Plain. And so it's the new. I mean, they might have gotten rid of racial slavery. But
right.
we've just entered into a new horizon, and so, that is money slavery.
I've got statistics here from Fool.com. The average American has this much debt. How do you compare? Many benefits have come from innovation, but the creation of a cashless society may not be one of them. After a brief respite following the Great Recession, shoppers are increasingly embracing credit again, and monthly debt payments are piling up. Consumer spending on clothes, cars, and condos has surged in the past few years as the unemployment rate has dropped and excessively tight bank lending standards have eased. According to the Federal Reserve, the amount of revolving credit outstanding, and you look this up, Conan, revolving credit is basically credit card style credit, where it's credit that's constantly offered to you. Once
right.
you get approved for the card, you just have access.
Yeah, unlike a bank loan or a loan in general, it's an everyday loan that you can use, and until you mess it up,
right.
my credit card is revoked.
So bank loan, where you'd have to go in, you have to apply, and then, you know, you get approved, and then you get X amount of dollars, and then if you want another loan, you'd have to apply again. In the case of this revolving credit, like a credit card, it's always there. Month after month, you can just keep racking it up. So the total amount, which reflects credit card debt primarily, is $882 billion in November of 2014. So this article came out earlier this year in 2015, up from $853 billion a year ago. That's that 3.3% growth outstripped the average American's income growth of 1.7% in the past year. So as usual, Americans are spending more than what they earn, and they're spending above what their increasing of their earnings is. So they're constantly behind the ball.
Yeah, and this directly mirrors our government.
Consumers, I imagine the government's even worse, but consumers just aren't just borrowing more on their credit cards. They're also taking on more student loan, auto, and mortgage debt, too. Student loan debt outstanding has climbed from $1.21 trillion to $1.3 trillion. Auto loans outstanding have grown from $866 billion to $943 billion. And mortgage debt outstanding increased $35 billion between the second and third quarter to $8.13 trillion. They then show on a chart that the growth in the dollar amount of student loans outstanding has ultimately remained pretty constant over the past 5 years, but the trend in borrowing for those student loans, vehicles, and housing has climbed. According to the U.S. Census, there are 115 million American households in 2010. That means if we divide the total revolving credit outstanding by the number of households, that means the average family has $7,630 in revolving debt, meaning credit card debt. The U.S. Census also reports that in 2010 there were 234 million people over the age of 18, which suggests the average adult owes about $3,761 in revolving credit to lenders. Across the average household, adults also owe $11,000 in student loans, $8,000 on their autos, and $70,000 on their mortgage. But that $11,000 is way low, and that's because they're taking average household to determine student loans. But not the average household probably doesn't necessarily even have someone in it with a student loan. So right. I would say that student loan average, like if you looked at the average student loan and the average amount due on that student loan, it's probably tens of thousands of dollars.
You have people coming out with, you know, $70,000 in debt.
Right.
You know, between 20 and 70. Yes,
20 sounds like on the low end. Whenever we talk to people on this show about student loan debt, it's usually like 30 to 50 to 70 thousand, like at least 50. You know, typically 50,000 seems like sort of the
minimum. Yeah, I actually. So I have quite a number of school credits under my belt. No degree, because I moved around a lot. But no, it got to the point where, and this is, you know, years ago, where the tuition was just going up $100 every year, you know, and for, you know, per credit. And it's like, no, I can't afford. I can't afford to finish my schooling. So, and it's not worth, and of course, by then I awakened to the idea that, hey, you know, what degree am I actually working for? Is this actually going to help me better in life? Is this actually going to help me get a job better? Or is my job experience? So when employers look at my credit, they're looking at my past jobs. And that's what they really care a whole lot more about.
According to the Kansas City Federal Reserve Bank, the average person carrying student loan debt owes $25,000. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. What's your debt story?
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and
installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.